Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witchschool's Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are, and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witchschool's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years, and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
And hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from beautiful Florida. And with me is my co-host.
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone. Reverend Maury B.
And tonight we're going to talk about last week's lustration of the ancestors in Stamford, Connecticut. And we were both there, and Lori, as press secretary of the Karelian tradition, was filming her heart out for you. And if you follow our social media, you got to see the event live for the first time ever.
How was that, Lori? It was fantastic. The reviews. I think we weren't expecting to have so many people actually watching live. We were very happy. The filming came wonderful. Both Ed and I both went live, so you had different angles, different cuts. It was absolutely great. We had somebody doing sign language. Was it Elizabeth Bull?
Elizabeth Bull.
Wonderful.
And we're very grateful to her for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't realize the community that we have that required that. So now we know for next time.
Yeah,
so now we know for next time to actually have a camera just on her the whole time. So it was a learning experience.
This is the first time we've been able to actually do this. So we were kind of learning on the fly.
Yes, and I did learn a lot.
We've tried it before. Yeah. We used different techniques.
Right. And I think the main thing that I learned was make sure you have your proper charges, make sure your video cards are clear.
Mm.
You know, big issue. But now we know for next time. Not running out in the middle of something, I'll be right back, I need more video cards. Which it was okay, it worked out well.
Well, you know, there was so much video. It's different from things that we've done before where there was only so much being done at a time. It's not the first time we've ever broadcast anything live, but it's the first time that we've done it well. And
I'll agree.
I want to say 6-7 years ago, we did our first attempt at a live broadcast, and it failed miserably. But the technology that was available at our level was not up to it at that point, I don't think. And we've done a couple of things through Periscope since, but we didn't use Periscope for this. We used Facebook Live, basically. And it worked beautifully. It was great.
Yes.
And I think that it was a wonderful thing. If you want to see the live coverage, you can see it in the archives at Witch School, the official page on Facebook. And it's also on the Daily Spell at Facebook,
yes.
I believe.
And did it go on any other pages? I know it was shared.
It went on to
Pagan
Noise, and I think it went into a few of the Corellian pages.
Very good.
But I think your best bet is to watch it on the Witch School Facebook page. That was the original posting of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was shared, so I'm not sure if anything got lost in the midst of it being shared. I'm not, you know, it's new for us going live, and it was a very, very long, each segment is very long. It's not like we went live for like 3 or 4 minutes. We went live for hours at a time.
Yeah, that's the big difference. It wasn't just small little interviews. These were full-scale workshops, an hour apiece, and rituals and so forth. Some people apparently had some trouble hearing them, but I've gone back to the ones that had comments, and I can hear them just fine.
I did the same.
I'm thinking maybe that when they actually were live, that maybe the ability to receive them may have varied. Again, we don't really have a lot of experience with this yet. We're just learning. But on Magic TV, shortly you'll be able to see the other videos that were made, because we also filmed all of this for Magic TV. And no later than Monday, we'll start putting those out, possibly over the weekend, but I don't usually do videos on the weekend anymore, and so I'm thinking maybe I should wait till Monday.
Beautiful.
And the illustration ceremony.
There's a lot of video.
And we did the illustration ceremony with our 360 camera.
That I can't wait to see.
Yeah, I'm fighting with that.
Okay.
I'm attempting to upload the invocation section of the ceremony. Actually, literally as we're speaking, it's at 57%, but I don't know if I'm doing it right, because it's not compatible with just anything.
Right. Well,
we'll find out.
I did notice that when I was downloading the video from my cards on my video camera to send them over to you, it took a very long time, and I wasn't expecting that. I'm like, okay, wait, it should be done. Why is it not done? Oh,
yeah, it took a long time
to
download
the video.
Well, yeah. That's true. I mean, the size of the video makes a huge difference. And, you know, my daily vlog usually does not exceed 5 minutes.
Right.
And I can usually have it uploaded within 15 minutes. Unless there's something weird going on. Sometimes weather will affect it. Sometimes the connection's not as good as some other days.
Right.
But usually,
weather has not been good.
Usually it just takes a few minutes. But the 360 video, it is possible to upload it to YouTube. But like I say, I'm not certain if there's a trick to it I'm going to have to learn. But we did get the video. And we are going to get it up one way or another.
Good.
I'm
very interested to see how the 360 played out. Because that was definitely
editing it
for us.
Yeah. In editing it, the editor lays it flat. And I've not actually seen it in the 360, but it exists. And we're gonna get it one way or another. We may have to bring the techies in.
Okay, well, they're here. They're there. I mean, we know we have them somewhere out here.
One of the things I thought was particularly cool about the illustration, I believe we have Lady Kai on the line, but
yes.
Before we get to that, it's been a long time since we had such a strong media presence, and one of the things I thought was especially interesting was the media meeting that took place I believe it was Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But the bar was in the hotel, and it's not quite what it sounds like. It was basically in the lobby. I think that if people follow through with their media interest, it's going to be really quite amazing what is coming down the pike.
it's going to be what we wanted it to be a year and a half ago when we developed, when you developed the Press Corps.
Yeah, it's what we've been working toward. You know, one of the things about the Karelian tradition and also the Witch School, which is it has for a little while now been under the tradition as such, is that we've always tried to be on the cutting edge of technology, or as close to it as we can get. I do a lot of work on YouTube. One of the things that I don't know if people remember is that we were actually developing our own platform at roughly the same time YouTube was being developed. They
right.
beat us to it, so we joined them. But we almost had an independent platform because we thought it was a very important thing to develop. We do believe in using services when they're available. At that time, it was not available.
Right.
It was it was a totally cutting edge type of thing, and this 360 video is now pretty cutting edge, and we're going to see what we can do with it because it really is a way of feeling the immediacy of the event in a way that nothing else could really do. One of the
right.
things that happened in the ceremony is, for those who have never seen illustration, there's a point in the ceremony where the quarter guardians dance at the center of the circle. And the camera was right in the middle of this.
Yeah.
So if it comes out properly, you should feel like you're in the middle of that dance, which I think is
and,
really
and
cool.
And as I watched that, I was wondering how that was going to play out.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Like I say, what I have seen is laid flat. I haven't seen it fully in the round yet, because the editor does not do that. But it's very interesting to see how it photographed, because you can see. You can see the stand the camera was on, which I wasn't expecting to see, and you can see the ceiling, which I wasn't expecting to see, and then you see all the people. It's very interesting. In the chat room, we have Reverend Phoenix Firestar Rising, who's celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Phoenix! And I think at this point we should probably say hello to Lady Kai.
Hi, Lord Don. Hi, everyone around the world.
Hi, Lady Kai. How are you?
I forgot Lori. Hi, Lori.
Lori dropped off for a second, and here she is back.
Yay. I just panicked. I'm like, wait, where is everybody?
Oh, while we're talking about media and filming live, another source for the live videos is Krellian Lustration Live. And there's nothing but Karelian illustration videos, so you don't have to go through a whole bunch of posts to find them. Everything on the page is on
yes.
that subject matter.
Very cool.
So you shared all of the video to that page?
Yes.
Awesome. So plenty of options out there for people to go watch it. As Lord Don said before, for those of you that have never seen illustration, it is something to definitely see. It's amazing. We look great, I have to say. <As always. laughs> I'm a little prejudiced when it comes to that. Yeah, we do. We look good. So as I'm watching the video of the station, I don't know if anybody caught this on their cameras, because, Kai, I knew that you also had a camera set up, as well as myself and Ed and the 360 camera. When the guardian walked in with his trident, Zeus was in the back of the room. Now, I know everybody that's outside before coming in to the altar saw Zeus get scared and run down the hall, but you actually catch it on film.
Oh, my.
Yes, it's adorable. I mean, I'm sorry. I know it, Mike probably doesn't think it was adorable, but it was really cute. And you see through one doorway, he goes out. You watch through the other doorway, you see him run by, Mike running after him.
It added an extra flavor.
It did. And if anybody listening, again, Zeus is a dog.
Well, yeah.
I think
a rather large dog.
I think next time we have to give Zeus his own part so he doesn't run off. He was just bored.
Yes.
Yeah.
Funny. But we had some fantastic workshops. Reverend Phoenix and Reverend John Anastasio did a beautiful job on the first workshop. It was very, very different from what you're going to expect and see. I can't even give it all away to you. It's just something that you should definitely go and watch.
I remember from some of the comments on some of the live feeds that some members around the world were actually participating with us as we were doing it and writing their own thoughts as we were doing it there.
Which was a wonderful thing. I have spoken to a few people from within the tradition stateside, and they were doing the same. And I think that's something that going live gave the capability of people to do. As we were doing it, they were home watching, doing it with us.
Yeah.
You know, just like doing our Sabbat rituals online, you know, everybody's sitting there, they're meditating to it, they're listening to your voice, and this brought that up a step because you're actually seeing how to do something and how we're performing it, and it's beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. I was very, very happy with the turnout.
Yes, indeed. And the workshops and so forth were held in a historic Unitarian Universalist church there in Stamford. Beautiful building. And the lustration ceremony was held at the Sheraton because it was on a Sunday and the UU church was not available.
Yes. The church was beautiful.
It was.
And if you look at the pictures that we took as a group at the end of initiations. We are in the back of the UU, and on one side of us, you have the rainbow flag. On the other side, you have the pentagram.
Yeah.
Hanging from the ceiling behind us.
Cool.
And I thought, oh, that was so perfect. Now, did you realize that when we lined up for the picture, Lord Don?
Actually, yes. That's why we put everybody in the back of the room that way.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that it was necessarily going to show in the picture, though.
It was beautiful.
But we were hoping.
It did.
The initiations were held in the, I don't know, what do you call that in a Christian church?
Maybe
I don't
chapel
really know.
Or...
Well, I know they call
the sanctuary
it,
or
church.
What? Yeah, whatever it was.
The church just called them the sanctuary room.
Okay. But it was a beautiful room with banners representing all different religions and movements, and two of them happened to be the pentagram and the rainbow flag, which was really cool. And it was, and Reverend Aisha in the chat room agrees that sanctuary is the term for it. You know, things you learn every day. But the church was like 150 years old, which is very cool.
Yes.
And the lustration was hosted by Reverend Alyssa Maxson, by Reverend Kai Aiden, and by Reverend Phoenix Williams, and everybody did a wonderful job. And of course, Lady Alyssa is on Saint, great with child, however you want to put it. She was very worried she might give birth during the weekend. Did not. But
she disappointed us.
I made her promise no April Fool's Day jokes. I was like, I just don't want to hear I'm in labor on the first and then start freaking out. And then she's like, oh, April Fool's.
That's okay, Lady Wendy and I were prepared.
Yeah, me too. Every time I've seen her hold her stomach, everything, I'm like looking at her with a sharp eye.
Yeah, it's very exciting. There was a surprise baby shower in the middle of the workshops.
Yes,
where everybody gave blessings, and it was quite lovely.
I was very glad that Lady Angela did that because I was forced to make a promise not to do that. So when
exactly.
Lady Angela sent that message, I was like, "Oh, thank God!"
Yes,
thank God.
I was sworn that, yeah, nothing would happen, did it. I have no idea what anybody else planned. That's all I have to say. I didn't do it. It's not my fault. That was my words for the whole weekend. I didn't do it. It's not my fault. Too funny. We had a very special guest this weekend. We had Phyllis Carrot. She gave a beautiful coming back out into the world workshop and tears in a lot of people's eyes at the end. Not going to give that away. Really go and watch that video when Lord Don uploads it. Phyllis also videoed it, so you will see video on her pages as well, Phyllis W. Carrot or Temple of Ara, A-R-A. And a very, very beautiful hour-long workshop with a very beautiful woman.
You know what? One that seems to be a big draw on Facebook right now is Reverend Phoenix's peace ritual that he did on Friday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone keeps complimenting his voice, that it was such a powerful ritual voice.
Yes.
He did a wonderful job.
He does, and in his voice is deep when it needs to be. It's relaxing and soothing when it needs to be. He knows how to use it and play it, which is an important thing, especially going live on video. Both workshops were wonderful. They were very moving. They were touching. They were heartfelt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
So, Lady Kai, what did you get from this weekend?
You know, I actually got a lot. Any illustration that you can ever get to, if you ever can get to one, I would suggest saving your money and going to one, even if it's a couple dollars every paycheck into a jug, because there's nothing like it. It's like, I would say, like the biggest family reunion, at least once a year, twice if you can make both. This one was especially special because my youngest daughter received her surprise first degree initiation. Well, she knew she completed the work necessary, but I was saying, well, I think you maybe will just study a little more. Maybe in a couple months you might need a little work. And so she had no clue that her actual initiation was going to be at the lustration. So basically when the initiation happened, I was like, hey, we're going to be initiated. You have to go in there and you have to be quiet and you have to reflect. She's like, what? And so that was like a very proud mama moment. I think I was in tears at some points of it. I had to go get the tissue. So it was very moving. And it was very moving to me because others were telling me that she was crying at some points of it, you know, which made me want to run over there and, you know, like hug her and everything. But, you know, I couldn't really do that. It wasn't appropriate at that time. So I'm just like, in pins and needles, crying myself because, you know, as a mother,
that's your baby girl.
It's a proud moment. Yeah, it's everyone calls her Mini-Me. She's the one that doesn't mind going to a pagan festival that really doesn't have kid activities. But she'll go and she'll participate in the regular adult activities. And
yeah.
she doesn't mind helping out, which is, I love it. We did the raffle to help offset the cost, because while everyone did pay a fee, there are still lots of costs associated with hosting it. So Rachel said that she would be willing to run the raffle so I could watch, like, the workshops and not miss anything, which was great.
Yes,
so
and she did a
so
wonderful job.
I just love that I got to meet all of my friends and all of my family, and especially Iblis. He always told me, we've had, like, just about a 15-year friendship all online. We've never got to meet each other. We have been playing illustration tag. And he promised me that if I hosted illustration, he would go to it. And then at one point, he was almost not able to go to it, and I was so disappointed. And then at the last moment, I heard that he was coming, and I was like, yes. So finally, it might have taken 15 years, but we stopped playing illustration tag.
And I think that is a very big, a very large and important part of people at least trying to get to illustration. For many, many people within the tradition, it's online. Excuse me. They never actually get to meet people in person. And it makes a world of difference. Not that we don't love you the same because we haven't met you, because we do. We're all family.
Yes.
But when you can actually put the voice and the touch of a hand to somebody's face on from Facebook, it's amazing. Here's something funny that happened. I know most of you know that every year Michael Neal runs, Reverend Mike runs the silent auction twice a year, the illustration in the spring, the illustration in the fall. Several illustrations ago, I'm a very hardcore bidder when it comes to silent auctions. And when I want something, I want it. Okay. A few years ago, there was a box that I wanted. It was a little middle box. I mean, really little trinket box. It was just Lady Alyssa had donated it. I try every auction to get something that was donated by the High Priesthood. And I didn't get that one. I missed my upping my bid, and that was okay, fine. I spent hundreds of dollars that year on other stuff, and that was fine. When Iblis said he was coming, I asked,
Hello? I think we're going to have
I think we lost her again. I think we lost her again.
Yep. Speaking of the raffles, having just done one raffle at Yule this year, I have to give mad credit to Reverend Mike. That took me days to do, and it was just one. The fact that he does it twice a year, it astounds me. And I have a great story about that. The raffles are supposed to be silent. We don't want no hard feelings. I remember last year during the 2016 illustration, they had this kid's tarot deck, and Rachel wanted it, so she bid on it. And then she sat at that table anytime anyone came near it, and she said, that's a great deck just for kids. I'm going to win that. And not a single person bid against her. I'm like, Rachel, it's supposed to be silent.
Hey, we have
this year. Oh.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, we have Lori back, and we actually have Lori as well. So
you
got two Loris. You got two Loris.
Oh,
for the
hi.
Oh, very cool.
Hey. So
greetings,
I don't know where I left off, but I saw Iblis with this box in his hand, and he comes over to me and says, I have your sand. And I'm just staring at the box, and I'm like, that just can't be the box that I bid it on and didn't get. And he handed it to me. I'm like, do you want the box back? He goes, no, it was Lady Alyssa's. I'm like, I know, you outbid me. I almost hated you. and it just, you know, I'm sitting here all week and I'm staring at this box like it came full circle. It came back to me anyway.
Very cool.
So it's like so very cool. Now, is it Lady Lori that we have on?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yay! I'm sorry. Yeah. So I up it her.
Well, speaking of family and friends and the raffle, too, we have to thank Reverend Lori because there was this really nice butterfly container that she bid on.
Yes.
And she gave it to Rachel as a keepsake so she could always remember her first degree initiation. And that was the first thing she unpacked when she started unpacking when we got home. And now it's proudly displayed in our temple room on her
beautiful
little altar.
Oh, she fell in love with that. I'm so happy she has that.
Yeah,
awesome.
I just had her name all over it.
Very cool.
The problem is this year I told her she could only bid on one item. And she collects journals. So when they had the goddess leather journal, that was the item that she bid on.
Yes.
Did she get it?
She did win that. So she's very
cool.
Happy.
Very awesome.
Excellent.
So also, the Curlian tradition has four new archpriests.
Yes, we do.
I think that is wonderful. And one of them is on the phone with us. So it's Archpriestess Lady Lori.
I just can't get used to that. Not at all.
Get used to it.
I know. I was calling Mike Neal when he got his third degree. He's always been my happy place. So I've always called him happy place. And when he got his third degree, I told him, well, I'm going to have to start calling you Lord Happy Place now. And now that he's got his knighthood, it's Sir Lord Happy Place.
Yes.
I believe my video caught Reverend Lori's face when she was announced as an archpriest.
Oh, my.
And her face
oh,
like
yes.
Perfect.
It was priceless.
It's exactly priceless,
that,
I think.
Yeah,
it was wonderful. I mean, all of their expressions, nobody expected it. And I think that makes it so much more beautiful, their facial expression. They all deserved it. They all do so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame Lady Lily wasn't there.
Yeah, it would have been wonderful if she had been there. I really have been enjoying all of your prayers for Syria pictures, Lady Kai.
Yes.
I think if you're going to do something, do it big or go home. And our children's group about, I'd say, a year and a half ago, at another priest, Kralian priest ritual, made the poster board, key thing that you see in the background of the altar. And I was like, well, this is perfect. And then last year, Maggie, at her school, she had to do a fundraising as part of a school project. And she did it and using the not-for-profit group, I Am Syria, which is a refugee group explaining the crisis in Syria. So
yes.
When I heard we were praying for Syria, it's just like, oh, I have to go get the I Am Syria. Because while I'm not there, I'm Syrian in heart, and my heart goes out to those that are affected by the crisis. And
absolutely.
We just have to pray for Syria and the world. As someone said, I pray today so I don't have to pray tomorrow.
We have to pray every day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it's just
especially now because I'm still not even understanding the whole situation completely, as I think most are.
I don't think anyone does. I just wanted to pop on because of the what you're talking about, the Syria thing, and I know this is illustration recap. For people who may be listening to Pagans Tonight that are not Karelian, do you mind going and explaining a little bit to the general public what the illustration is And also the reason I popped in now is because of the Syria thing, because the peace weavers and all that is extremely important now to get that,
yes,
that information out there and to let that.
Well, then it's
effort,
wonderful,
you know,
we have Lady Lori on the phone. Did she hang up on me?
No.
Okay.
I got kind of lost. It was a multi-part question, and I think I was back on number one, what illustration is.
Well, I explained, yeah, I guess this would be for Lord Don, just to give a, you know, to the general public, because I know that this is Corellian night, but just for people who are maybe interested.
Yes, a lot
in
of
things,
people do listen
really
that aren't
cool.
Corellian, and yes, a lot don't understand what it's for.
This is really cool. I want to be part of it, because next year, I guess I'm going to be part of it, because it's going to be right down the road.
Yes.
And
Andy, we already
you.
Spoke about that. If we have to play Barack on you from the A-team and drug you to get you somewhere, we have it all figured out.
Yeah.
We're so mean. Okay, Lord Don, can you please explain what lustration is?
Lustration is basically a ceremony in which we invoke the blessing and the oracle of the ancestors. And the Corellian tradition is very big on the ancestors, on connection to the ancestors, on communication with the ancestors. The lustration ceremony honors the ancestors. It brings through their blessing and also is a rite of purification and protection. What happens in the lustration proper is the oracle of the ancestors, which is their message to the tradition, the blessing of the lustral water, which involves a little bit of water from the Vermilion River and also whatever local water is nearby. Sometimes done with great ceremony, sometimes not, but always mixed in this way. And ideally passing from year to year, but that doesn't always come out as well as one might hope, because life can sometimes interfere with that. But there have been a number of times where the lustral water has involved water from several different lustrations, and some of that is still retained at the host temples. But the water is blessed by the ancestors, and the water is then used to symbolically bless the entire tradition, including the Book of Life, where everyone's names are written, all the people who are present, and through the four quarters, all of the Corellians throughout the world. So it's a ceremony of blessing, a ceremony of protection, a ceremony of communication with the ancestors. It also, these days we have the global lustration of the ancestors and then the regional lustrations of the living. They are continuing to develop over the years. We've been doing them in this format as a public ceremony for many years now. Let me just quickly refresh my mind as to when the first public one was done. The first public lustration was hosted by Pure Sanctuary Temple, and that would have been, Pure Sanctuary was founded, I want to say, in 1998 by Becky Penry. And the first public lustration was hosted by them on May 29th of year 2 Aquarius, which is, say, 15 years ago.
Wow.
And there had been private lustration ceremonies at the Mother Temple going back farther than that, but as a public ceremony, that is the beginning. And from the point at which it became a public ceremony, there was the desire to involve as many people as possible. So as ceremonies go, it's a fairly large, fairly formal ceremony. A lot of parts in it. Many of the parts have their own stories. For example, one of the aspects is the Great Rite, which involves the Rite Lector and then the Rite Priest and Priestess, who do the joint charge of Goddess and God, which comes directly out of Pure Sanctuary Temple and had been their local custom. So a lot of little stories within the lustrations. Like I say, now the lustration of the ancestors remains a ceremony of the mother temple convened at whatever host temple it may be. This year it was in Stamford, Connecticut. Next year it will be in North Carolina. The following year it will be in the Karelian homeland in Danville, Illinois. The following year it will be in New Orleans.
Awesome.
And there's always only one lustration of the ancestors as such, but the regional lustrations happen all over the place. They're commonly held by a number of U.S. temples. There's usually one in Spain. There's an online one hosted out of the U.K. So a lot of regional lustrations. And if you're interested in holding a regional lustration, basically all you have to be is a Karelian group with a third degree who can do the oracle. Ideally a temple, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a temple. And the script for it is at Karelian.com, I believe, under lustration. And it has been retailored to be used by a temple as opposed to the mother temple. So there are a few minor variations from what the script for the lustration of the living had been when it was done as a single event by the mother temple, but it's not a major change. But obviously it is a little different if you are working as a temple. And it's a beautiful ceremony. It films well in 360. And of course the other thing that it did when we started it those 15 years ago is that it gave Karelian people an occasion to come together. And particularly, very commonly, heads of temples will come. So that it isn't usually a gigantic crowd, but it's a very far-reaching crowd. It's not uncommon for people to come from various parts of the world. The farthest that anyone came for this recent lustration was from Paraguay, which is a long way to come.
Yeah.
And we talked earlier in the show about the deaf interpreter. At one time, we normally did have a deaf interpreter, and we had a couple of people who specialized in this. One of them was removed from the tradition for reasons we don't need to go into, and the other had her life to lead and was not available for a number of years, and that is Elizabeth, who came this time. I was very, very glad to get to see her again. And she has very often volunteered her time as deaf interpreter, and it's a wonderful thing. We have a lot of deaf people in the tradition, but arranging an interpreter for a major pagan ceremony is not always the easiest thing. For one thing, standard sign language often does not have the words that we use. I think it's an important thing. I'm hoping that we'll be able to offer this on a regular basis again.
That would be wonderful.
The other thing that happens at lustration are the announcements. Usually, lustration now is a two, three, or four-day event, as opposed to 15 years ago where it was a one-day event. And one of the things that usually happens is that temples are deemed at that time, groups are deemed, and the deeming ceremony, which is headed by the Templar Grand Deemstress, the Right Reverend Sir Angela Munn, is where groups come to have it determined whether they are ready to move on to the next step in the temple-making process. And we had, as I recall, we had five at this lustration. And that always happens. We give out awards to recognize the things that people have done. Let me get the award list. I don't think
I want to thank
the entire award list.
I
was
going to
say that.
Yeah.
You have received the Chancellor's Special Service Award.
Aww.
Because of your work with PTRN. Congratulations.
Yeah. The funny thing is that most of us that were there that got awards, we couldn't remember which awards we got. We had to go back and watch the live video of ourselves, even though we were there.
Yes. Because I'm on the phone with Kai. Kai, what award did I get? Kai, what award did you get? And Kai's like, well, you need a patch for this because you got that last year. I'm like, oh, okay. Would you like to go over that?
Yes, we want.
Well, I wanted to thank you for the recognition. Thank you so much for you know, letting me do what I do. So,
well,
you
worked
there.
Very hard.
We
give the awards to Corellian people who go above and beyond what you would expect of clergy. But we also give awards to people who are not necessarily Corellian. And in this illustration, you received the Chancellor's Special Service Award, and Phyllis Corot received not exactly an award, but an acclamation as an honorary archpriestess of tradition.
Yes.
So two non-Corellians who have done wonderful things, and we were very happy to acknowledge you both. Yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
I can say I'm as an award winner, and I can probably speak for all of the award winners throughout the years, is we don't do what we do for the awards, but it is especially nice to receive the award and know that the tradition sees our hard work, and you know it's a great honor to get them. For example, I think I have 3 or 4 iron pentacles now. So I'm pretty sure that teaching and writing is my calling, because at this point it has to be.
Well, and for people who are interested, the primary awards, there is the Copper Athame, the Golden Wand, the Silver Chalice, the Iron Pentacle, and the Thurible. And these are for the Golden Wand is for leadership. And let me see. I don't think that there was. Well, actually, there was only one Golden Wand at this particular illustration. And that was Reverend Phoenix Williams. And the Golden Wand, again, is for leadership. The Copper Athame is for excellence in arts and sciences. And Reverend Charisse Wolfstar Lawrence, Reverend Haru Pelas, Reverend Newman Delos, Reverend Laurie Barberio Latman, Reverend Tini Estrella de la Tarda, and Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton all received the Copper Athame. The Silver Chalice is for
arts and
compassion.
And,
yeah, for creative skills. And there was not one at this illustration. The Iron Pentacle is for teaching and for writing, and Lady Kai, Reverend Odysseo Saibar, and Reverend John Anastasio received Iron Pentacles at this particular illustration. And where did it go? I know. And the Thurible, we had Reverend Espuma de Sitra and Reverend Sirapu Agama, who received the Thurible, which is for inspiration and inspiring people. So that was our awards list.
Beautiful.
And Reverend Michael Neal also received what is called a meritorious order, which is the Corellian tradition has 4 meritorious orders, which are orders of religious knighthood. And Reverend Mike received the Order of Orpheus, which is for services to the tradition.
Yay.
Very richly deserves that.
He does.
and he was overcome with emotion, which was very touching.
Yeah.
And the four meritorious orders are the Order of Orpheus for services to the tradition, the Order of the Round Table for services to the pagan community, the Order of Shalu to people who have advanced the cause of peace in the world, and the Order of Paladins, which was at one time just an ordinary order, but it's been translated into a meritorious order now. And then again, we created four new archpriesthood. And in the past, Corellian archpriesthood have almost always been elders, but the two are separate titles. And the College of Archpriesthood has now expanded beyond the Council of Elders.
Beautiful.
So that's pretty much all of the announcements that I remember. Well, and of course, the temple deemings. So let's pull up the temple deemings. Who may not have actually gotten their results yet. I'm not sure.
I know we haven't.
Okay, so the five temples, Holistic Knowledge Proto Temple, under Reverend Phoenix Williams, has been deemed as a full temple. Enchanted Mystery Proto Temple, under Reverend Kai Aden, has been deemed as a full temple. Santuario Feliz del Norte, Wiccan Shrine of El Salvador, under Reverend Nubia Lazzo, has been deemed a proto temple. The Temple of the Night Wiccan Shrine in Ontario, Canada, under Reverend Brian Lang, has been deemed a proto-temple. And Bosque del Norte Wiccan Shrine of Guatemala, under Reverend Sylvia Bedregal Kalvinisky, has been, which I totally murdered, my apologies, Sylvia Bedregal Kalvinisky has been deemed a proto-temple. So those are the five groups. And all of them have advanced in the temple
Anubi.
Making process.
Yay! Congratulations, everyone.
Anubi is one of our
hosts. Yeah.
Anubi is one of our hosts on the Voices Paganas.
Yes.
Yeah. On Sunday nights, here on Pagan's Night.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. We have the best hosts.
We do.
Yeah.
You know, I can say on behalf of the Enchanted Mystery, we would like to the tradition and you, Lord Don, for advancing our prayer temple to the temple, and we'll make the tradition proud.
Thank you. I'm sure you will. It's a wonderful thing. And for Reverend Kai and Reverend Phoenix, this also means that they now become part of the Bataan Council, which is the
Yay.
Council of Temple Heads.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Now,
Yay.
We have a question in the chat room. If you had covered that, I'm sorry, because you did give a very long, in-depth answer about the illustration. But Mary asked about the illustration of the ancestors in spring and the illustration of the living in fall. And somebody asked her about, would you think that it should be reversed because the ancestors would be closer to Samhain and the living would be closer to Beltane?
So that was one of my questions last year in Utah.
You have to remember that the Corellian tradition comes out of a different background than many other traditions. And the simplest answer to give to this is that we honor the ancestors in the spring because we want to see their influence in the world constantly increasing. And we honor the living at the time of the harvest because it's always honoring a new group of people coming in as well as the people who are here. And I will point out that the illustration of the living is well before Samhain. As a general rule, occasionally it gets pushed all the way back to October, but not very often. Usually it's in September. But I will also say that the reason the illustration of the living is in the spring is also influenced by observances such as Memorial Day, which influence the attitudes of the ancestors when it was their tradition, in the sense of when they were living people. And for whatever reason, that's how they chose to arrange it. And is how we continue to do it. Although
well,
I will say
close.
That
yes.
The illustration of the ancestors at one time was a little bit later in the year.
We're close to the end of the show. We really didn't get a chance to talk too much about the Peace Weavers.
Yeah, so Lori. she can talk about Peace Warriors.
There are 4 minutes left.
She can do
Peace
it.
Peace Prayer Warriors is a Facebook group that is interdenominational, interfaith. Anyone can belong to it. And we do rolling peace prayers that are published on a schedule that will connect the power of our individual prayers into a larger whole. And we put out waves of peace prayers on a routine basis and on an as-needed basis, as Lady Kai is doing now with the Syria situation. So I would check out Peace Prayer Warriors on Facebook and join the group and follow along, because it's really a great, great way to amplify your prayers.
Yes.
I would suggest that if I'm putting up a suggestion for Lord Don and Lori, that maybe we could have a focus on one of the upcoming shows on that, because it's so important right now.
I think that'd be
that
a lovely.
Just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can have Lady Terry come on and talk about Peace Weavers, or Colin talk about, I just want to give a shout out also to Lady of Peace. And Colin Keller does also with Peace Warriors a rolling peace prayer right now. It is going on for the next two weeks, Lady Lori?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
For Syria. So you can give that a look at. Again, it is a Lady of Peace on Facebook and Peace Warriors on Facebook. Then there's also Peace Weavers.
On Facebook,
am I wrong on
the
name of the group?
If you want to get to it, because there's a lot of groups called Our Lady of Peace, you actually want to put in the Our Lady of Peace Shrine.
Okay. Yes. And then, of course, we have our peace prayer.
Yes.
The Karelian peace prayer. Yes, and I'd like to give recognition also to Rachel, Kai's daughter that received her first degree. She is very, very involved in doing the media. She did interview a few that she was able to get to over the weekend of La Station. And
yep, at the media
she's going to be
meeting,
wonderful. She's going to be our youngest at the age of, I don't even know if I want to put her age out there. She's young. She's, you know, junior high school age. And she's just wonderful.
She was the same age as Lord Don when he was initiated from the first degree. We can just leave it at that. Those who need to know, know. Those who don't need to know, don't know.
Right. Exactly.
I just thought it was funny
beautiful.
With the media meeting. Was done at the bar at the hotel. We had, of course, had the young middle schooler with us, with the
yes.
bartender looking in the funny.
And she was very enthusiastic, so I'm very excited to be working with her.
Yes.
Well, you know,
Reverend
it's really
Ed Hubbard
sad that
gave
the children
her an assignment.
I'm sorry, Lord Don.
I was just saying it is true that the children are the future.
They are, and that's why I grabbed her. I'm like, you are going to be what, after we're gone, it's going to be you. You're going to be the one training. Who's next?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll be at the
illustration
after you're gone, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The spring
of
one?
Of course, all the answers
are. I was talking with
well, that's just silly. Of course I'm going to be there.
I was talking with Archpriestess Alyssa, And yes. She was talking how that she wants to join the Order of Demeter, which is the Children's and Family Order. But she was saying how she was going to raise her daughter pagan, and I was telling her, well, in 13 years, this is going to be you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, I see that we have hit 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And it's time for Corellian Deep Waters with the Most Reverend Stephanie Neal, first priestess of the Corellian tradition. So your Corellian adventure for this evening will continue. And thank you, Lori, and thank you, Lori. Thank you, Pam, and thank you, Ty. And thank you, everyone who has been listening, and all the people in the chat room. Thank you, Mary, and thank you, Mike, and thank you, Aisha, and thank you, guest. And we hope that you enjoy the next hour, and we will see you next Friday. And until next time, may you bless me.
Blessed be everyone.
Blessed be.
Bringing us into the next show. Yesterday was Ginger Doss's birthday, and because it was illustration for the ancestors, I pulled up an old favorite of hers, Velvet Hammer, from Velvet Hammer. She's part of that group, and We Do Not Die.
We are the gods of the pagan folk. We are the gods of the pagan folk. We are the gods of the pagan folk. We are the gods of the pagan folk.
We are the gods of the pagan folk. We bring you love and we bring you hope. And with the love of the maidens there, we give you the magic chest that's so rare.
We are the gods of the pagan folk.
Welcome to Carillion Deep Waters with Reverend Stephanie Neal. And you are listening to Music Spiral Rhythm. And the song is called We Are the Gods. Today, I'm going to present to the Carillion tradition and to every listener what I presented this past weekend at the Spring Lustration. Everyone was very wonderful in so many different ways. You can never realize how many ways a human being can be so loving and kind, and you can never realize that there's just not 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 ways to be kind and wonderful. And you discover this whenever you visit a Krillian lustration, because it truly is a reunion, as Chancellor Don referred to it several times this past weekend. So let's commence with this little presentation, and it's approximately maybe like 14 minutes. So let me pull it up. All right. So now I would like to present to the Krillian tradition this. Our tradition is healthy and strong because of our growth philosophies. And this is what this presentation is all about. Just a part of our philosophies that I highlighted. Let us be reminded, as Krillians, our focus remains inside the scope of our foundational traditions philosophies since 4 September 1879, when Orpheus Caroline High Chorale founded this lovely tradition, and her dedicated family further developed, which is only in gratitude we are forever grateful to Chancellor Lord Don Lewis that he has truly devoted his life and treasure and energy to this tradition. Now, our tradition is a syncretic form of pagan universalism, which is union and reconciliation of all positive pagan practices and principles. Our predominant goal remains the same: unity among the world's native religions. One only needs to visit one of our platforms designed for this purpose, our tradition site, which is Krillian.com, the World Walkers Order you can find on Facebook, Magic TV you can find on YouTube, WitchSchool.com, or tuned into Pagans Tonight Radio Network, this station, to see the great effort expended toward developing and maintaining good relationships with many pagan traditions. Krillian temples, shrines, and groups here in North America and across the globe continue to grow in number and spirit. We receive communications from our leaders reporting they are writing lessons, installing their culture into our teachings, holding routine meetings with other pagan tradition leaders, and writing books conveying many subjects, maybe and mostly related to focusing in on how magic fosters unity naturally. We receive hundreds of communications almost every day from individuals searching for answers, searching for a place to be fed spiritually, to learn how magic is a practical way to live. As we learn about reality, all searching for a little respite from a drama-filled world. In this regard, let us clarify unity in our terms. When two individuals or two or more groups are aware of the benefits of unity, the universe receives exponentially when they, the groups or individuals, are willing to support each other's work, agreeing to disagree for the greater good. Unification recognizes harmony is our strength. Unity is willingness to celebrate our differences. Another successful philosophy we hold close to our hearts is that we believe no one needs to leave their religion when they join ours. When you join ours, you are welcome to join as many positive religions or traditions as you like. With that said, the world is always changing, making it more crucial than ever to continue celebrating our nature-based traditions. While it is exciting to see the masses are finding their voice, they are also searching for a practical, life-affirming way to coexist. They are realizing they have been taught directly or indirectly they should not lean on their own understanding, second-guess themselves at every turn, and that their answers and happiness are found outside themselves, while marginalizing those outside their group. They're quickly seeing there's more and there's different perspectives. Conversely, this tradition, like many other traditions, encourage individuals to fully express their voice and empower others to do the same while allowing all of nature or pantheons to enter our focus while exploring our realities, diminishing no one. This is why the Karelian tradition tours every year to honor pagan thought. This effort is now named Unity Tours. As we consider these precepts, growing a tradition while watching what is taking place in the world may upset some of us and may find ourselves taking our eye off the prize, though sometimes becoming upset causes one to be more active in their sphere of influence, which becomes beneficial for all. If you want to change the governance of your nation, if feasible, or if you are not a clergy member, run for office in your locality or help another individual run for office. Join a local neighborhood board or join a plant rescue group. Take part in animal rescue. Be part or start your own group to make this world a better place. This is one reason why we are here. This is in our hands. If you are not a joiner, you can still save a plant, save an animal, save a river, or save soil from dying. Nothing compares to actively helping a living thing or place in practical terms. Let us turn to our next announcement, solely for the Karelian tradition. If it makes you uncomfortable, you need not add it to your belief system. example of such a belief system. Some believe the goddess is dark and the god is light, while others, like the Cherokee, see the dark, the god dark, and the goddess light. As always, within this tradition, it is your preference. Even our founder, Orpheus Caroline, accepted these views simultaneously. We are not the first to add to the triple goddess, nor will we be the last. Yet no one has added the fourth aspect relating to being a woman. Some say the triple goddess represents the three phases of the moon. There is more than three phases of the moon. Some say the triple goddess represents love, death, and rebirth. There's more stages than that. Some say the triple goddess represents the phases in one's life, and we have more than three general phases in our life. More or less, in combination at different times, Robert Graves, Starhawk's Spiral Dance, and Margot Adler's Drawing Down the Moon, both published in 1979, created these divisions of Maiden, Mother, Crone. Robert Graves also called the Triple Goddess Mother, Bride, Layer Out, and he also referred to the Triple Goddess as Maiden, Nymph, and Hag. If we are going to reflect the major seasons of a woman, then the male archetype, which are lover, warrior, king, and sorcerer or magician, one more female season needs to be added to the goddess without the world falling off its axis. The longest season of a woman's life is the season after having her children, and they are grown to the age where they are able to join the greater community. She has a long way to go until she reaches the elder state of cronehood. Cronehood has many gifts, though, to give to the community, especially as teacher. It is now time to add to the woman's archetype the important stage of life called matron. We acknowledge and celebrate all the major cycles of a man. We honor manhood in all its forms, like the seasons of the year. From this day forward, the Krillin tradition adds and celebrates all the major seasons of womanhood in all its forms. Maiden, Mother, Crone becomes Maiden, Mother, Matron, and Crone. This tradition will continue to strive to honor every living thing as we evolve. We all know it is not easy living in peace with everyone. Our motives shall always be to that end. Let peace be your gift. We are assured of our tradition's growth because of your talents and because we believe in you. Until next time, blessed be.
Sing, my sister, sing. Sing out loud of all you bring. For what you sing is what you are, and you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Dance, my sisters, dance. Prance and make romance.
ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Speak, my sister, speak. Speak out loud and don't be meek. For how you speak is what you are. And you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Dream, my sister's dream. Dream of all the love you'd see. For what you dream is what you are. And you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Bleed, my sisters, bleed. Releasing all you do not need. For how you bleed is what you are. And you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Cry, my sisters, cry. Shed your tears till they run dry. For how you cry is what you are. And you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Birth, my sister's birth. Draw your strength up from the earth. For how you birth is what you are. And you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Pray, my sisters, pray. Giving thanks for each new day. For how you pray is what you are. And you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Smile, my sister, smile. Let your heart sing for a while. For how you smile is what you are. And you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. So love, my sister's love. Like the sun's own rays shine from above. For how you love is what you are. And you're wise in the ways of the woman by far. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are. Wise in the ways of the woman by far. You're wise in her ways, that's what you are.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witchschool's anyone, anytime, anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witchschool's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years, and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.